You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Miss Daisy Gonzalez come in. She has exhibited in London, Cork Street, Singapore, Philippines, and Australia. Hi, Miss Daisy.
Hello.
So tell us about your paintings.
My painting, well, I've been an artist for more than 50 years. I started when I was 21. I hail from a family of artists. Both my parents were artists. I have 4 brothers and 3 sisters. We are all artists by profession. I have 28 nieces and nephews who are artists, and one of them is the accredited artist of Star Wars, Lucas, Mr. Lucas. So it runs in our blood. Because I'm surrounded by a family of artists, I don't like to be an artist when I was young.
What did you want?
I want to be a lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah. But then, I got married early, and at 19, and became a mother at the age of 20, and then I suddenly found myself painting, and I didn't even know that I know how to paint, you know. So that's where it started. And then in the Philippines, I was able to establish and own 4 art galleries. I have 17 resident artists, which I promoted in the United States, in 14 states in America, yeah. And then due to family unhappy marriage, I came to Australia in 1986 and started my life here with my 5 children.
So what are the subjects of your paintings?
Well, I started as a portrait artist, but then as I aged, I converted myself into abstract artist, impressionism, and I have originated 2 styles, which I called 7 strokes, which represent the perfect number of God in His creation, and the tube painting, which are paintings from the tube itself.
So would you say that you're always inspired by God each time you paint?
Yeah, because I didn't have a formal schooling in fine arts, so I value my gift because it came from God. I do believe that. And so I really honor every artwork that I do.
How about, because like you've traveled around the world and exhibited to many countries around the world, how did it feel for you doing that?
I'm so proud to be a Filipino, all right? And what I have achieved, you know, and I glorify God for that because, you know, even you graduate in fine arts, seldom could an artist could make it on the top. But I was so lucky that even my paintings I have paintings at the highest government agency in culture and the arts, which is the National Commission for Culture and Arts, the Philippine Historical Commission of the Philippines. I have my painting at the Sydney Consulate Office, and in the library I have my son's paintings at the Blacktown Library. And so I just keep donating. And this year, I'm going to donate my Anzac painting to the Warfare Memorial.
Okay, and how did...
Yeah, and that is in behalf of the Filipino community.
Okay, so what are your advice to those young people who wants to be like you as well someday?
You know, we have a wrong, belief that artists go hungry. That's not true, because I raised my children, 5 of them, as a solo parent, because unluckily I have an unhappy marriage, but I raised them up through the arts. So it's not true.
Okay. Yeah. All of them are artists, right?
Yeah, I have 3 artists in the family. I have a daughter who was the lead role in Miss Saigon in London, Rowan Monte, yeah. And all my children are professionals, and I'm just so grateful to God for giving me such beautiful children.
Okay. Ma'am Daisy, sino-sino yung mga naturuan mo before na sumikat din ngayon? Or you have maybe come into contact with, naging mentor kanila?
Anak, alam mo, marami na akong naturuan kasi I have been a teacher at the university, even I didn't finish fine arts. Yeah. So there are so many, and I really encourage kids who love arts, and even at home, I live in Castle Hill, Plaza Filipino and NARA have projects that wherein I teach children between 7 to 70 years old, you know, weekly, and I have been doing that for so many years, but then as I age, I'm becoming weak, you know, physically, you know.
But good thing that you still continue on painting.
Yes, I do. I love painting. And I believe that even though physically weak, I could still contribute to our community. And even though it's hard for me to move around, but then as long as they help me carry my things, I'll be all right, you know.
What is your most favorite painting?
My favorite painting is this. One of them is the Sampaguita, which is intended to be donated in Malacañang.
Why do you like it most?
Because probably it's very symbolic. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's symbolic. The flower supposed to be dainty, but then for me flowers are strong and, you know, because of their fragrance, you know. So, yeah.
What is your most favorite achievement?
My favorite achievement is I live my purpose. I'm living my purpose, which is to serve people. And that's my thing. Achievement for me is when I do what God says. Yeah.
Any final words to our Filipino-Australian community?
What's that?
Any final words to our Filipino-Australian community?
Yeah, we just have to continue to be united and have we could have our different characters, personality, but in spirit we are just one. So let's work out as one spirit. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And may tanong pa pala ako pahuli, Ma'am Daisy. Ano sa tingin mo yung identity ng isang Filipino painting?
Alam mo, pag napunta ka sa ibang bansa, may impluwensahan ka ng kultura nila, no? And for me, noon ang ginagawa ko lang mga mukha ng batang Pilipino. Then, na-open ang eyes mo pag nagta-travel ka around the world. So many arts to appreciate. And you are inspired by those artists. Yeah. So, para sa akin, ang pagka-Pilipino nasa dugo. Wala sa trabaho na motibo, halimbawa, bahay kubo o kalabaw. Not of that, but to be able to do something that is unique, because if we believe we are creative spiritual being in a human body expressing our purpose, and we are uniquely created by God. So, walang, Philippine style, o ganyan, o gano'n, wala. It's just a universal language.
Very well said, Miss Daisy. Thank you so much.
Salamat, anak.
Inyong komunidad. Inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.